The resistance group was dismantled. By 1944, its members were convicted in 5 separate trials. In Hamburg, the Gestapo identified additional resistance groups engaged in the local distribution of leaflets. 4 activists of the opposition were tried as late as April 1945. A German summary of the individual trials is presented in detail on the panel.
On February the 22nd, 1943, only 4 days after the arrest of Hans and Sophie Scholl, the first trial took place at the People's Court in Munich's Justizpalast, presided over by Roland Freisler. The charges presented were treason, favoring the enemy, preparations for treason, and undermining military forces. Leading the show trial and passing the first 3 death sentences was the judge and president of the People's Court, Roland Freisler. That same day, Hans and Sophie Scholl, as well as Christoph Probst, were murdered by guillotine at Munich Stadelheim prison. Hans Scholl's last words were, "Long live freedom!"
Sophie Scholl wrote "Freedom" on the back of her indictment, handed to her in her prison cell. On April 19, 1943, Alexander Schmorell, Willy Graf, Professor Kurt Huber, and 11 others were brought before the People's Court. Kurt Huber, Alexander Schmorell, and Willy Graf were sentenced to death. The others received prison sentences ranging between 6 months and 10 years. Professor Kurt Huber managed for several minutes to present to the court parts of his defense, prepared during the time in his cell. He called for the return to clear moral principles, to a constitutional state, to mutual trust between people. The resistance of the young students, he stated to their defense, had not been illegal, but rather the restoration of legality.
Dedicated to the memory of the actions and trials of the White Rose is the same named room in Munich's Justizpalast. There, in close proximity to today's busy Stachus, the Scholl siblings and members of the White Rose were condemned. In collaboration with the Bavarian Ministry of Justice and the Weiße Rose Stiftung e.V., an additional memorial to the resistance group was installed in the city center. The exhibition, Willkür im Namen des deutschen Volkes, despotism in the name of the German people.